would you describe the atmosphere in the off-season program?
Atmosphere is all about winning. I think everybody here has one goal, and obviously that's winning the Super Bowl. And, right now we're just working towards that.
You guys have already said that you've kind of come in and emerged as a leader even during OTAs. Do you tend to lead by example, vocally, both?
I don't know. I guess it's a little bit of both. I just try to, tell the guys what I know and, just try to get acclimated to what they do. It's all new for me. And, I'm just kind of going in kind of head first. And, hopefully, the result will be good.
What is it like to come into a new team after being with another team for so long and already having that sort of built-in respect from your teammates?
It's scary. Obviously, you want to come in with the right mindset. And, you just want to get along with the guys, really. And you want to, kind of make sure that you, hang around them and you get to know each and every guy. I think that's probably really the biggest concern that I have right now is just trying to make sure that I know all the guys that I'm going to be playing with. And, right now we're moving in the right direction.
What do you think of some of these guys so far in your limited experience with them?
Very talented. Obviously, it's a young group. And, we all can, continue to learn. And I think that's, probably the main thing that, I try to tell those guys is that we can all learn from each other and just try to get better together.
Why don't you choose New England?
Why not?
Mm-hmm. We've had a number of veteran players come here over the years, and they say they haven't won the title. This is always their best shot because, as Urlacher said a few weeks ago, they're always good.
Yeah.
This is the best chance.
Yeah, it is. I think just the way that they run things is totally different from anywhere else. I think the winning mentality, it's not pressure to them or to us now. It's going out there and just spending to win every game.
You say that they run things differently than anywhere else. What's one example that you've seen so far?
Winning.
did the Pampers get it done?
That's right.
I think we're still working on that.
Negotiations ongoing?
Yeah, you can say that somewhat.
Devin McCourty said a couple weeks ago that he was especially, not excited, but he was really looking forward to working with you because of the experience. Have you guys already sat down together? Has he already started picking your brain?
We've been having meetings, here and there. And it's kind of picked up here over the past couple of days. Just trying to get on the same page as far as defensive calls. Adjustments, things like that.
Have you watched Devin as a player at all? He's still sort of new as a safety.
Yeah, I've been kind of watching him all over the field, from playing corner 1 week to, playing safety the next week. So he's a very versatile player, and, he's good at both spots. So, it's going to be pretty fun for us.
As a player who's played against this team, been in the league a long time, what is a league-wide perception of this team, this franchise?
That they win. Other than that, a very disciplined team. A team that, you're going to have to beat them. It's like the champ. You have to undecidedly beat the champ. You can't just go out there and box a good 12 rounds. You got to actually knock them out.
Adrian, geographically, anything jump out at you opposed to Arizona, obviously?
I really don't want to go into the Arizona comparisons. I had a great time there for 12 years, and I'm here. So,
but just like driving up and down Route 1, has anything caught your eye?
I don't even know what Route 1 is. I've barely drove anywhere. I'm just trying to stay close to Gillette as possible.
Is that what you do? Are you literally in like a hotel and you just roll out and come here and then back to the hotel?
I'm here. Pretty much until
with coach you and coach Belichick.
No, I'm here. Just trying to, like I said, man, I'm just trying to, get acclimated to it, and watch as much film as I can, and just try to study as much as I can before it all starts up.
What's it like coming to a market where you've been here long enough now? Sports really matters. You can't. Eventually, you won't be able to go anyplace. Someone won't recognize you. But you have four competitive teams in all sports. It really matters here.
I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I try to make myself available to the people. You know, I'm not afraid of it.
Well, for people who've only maybe been able to see you play once every 4 or 5 years here, what type of game do you have? You've been compared to Time Start or Roddy Harrison type player.
I don't know. I mean, I felt like I've had a pretty good career so far. Last year was last year. Obviously, things didn't go my way as far as the way that I wanted them to go. Obviously, players slow down as they get older, but they also have experience, and they've seen a lot of things as far as football. So, to say that a person is not good enough, that wouldn't be the right verbiage to use as far as that is concerned. I feel like that, you know, I can help this team win, and that's pretty much what I'm here to do.
As you've matured, how has your game changed?
It's gotten a lot smarter. I used to take ridiculous chances on the football field just to make, just to try to make a big play and just to try to make a splash play. And, I think now is it's different just because, you know formations, tendencies. You go through all that type of stuff during the week and you pay more attention to it as opposed to a young player that just looks at the formation and just says, oh, this trips. And you don't really go through the things in your head before the play happens.
How do you feel about the Incredible Hulk nickname? Do you even realize you've been termed that by Devin McCourty?
Yeah, I think it's rather funny. I don't know. Things like that happens, I guess, once you get to know the guys. And I don't say much. And, I do what I do in the weight room. And, I try my best to be Adrian Wilson every day.